Hello there, welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast. I'm glad you tuned in to today's episode. If you are new here, you are warmly welcomed. And as usual, to our old listeners, thank you for always staying tuned and requesting new episodes. At Kingdom Living, we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective. This is the only way we believe we can fully put God's word into practice. The word becomes active when we practice and obey what is written therein. Speaking of practicing and obeying what is written in it, today's topic requires our full obedience. It requires a commitment. And for some, they need to have a revelation and or maybe a confirmation about it before they understand what it is and why it is mandatory. Our subject is the law of rest. How often do we deliberately take a day off and dedicate it to rest? In the hustle and bustle of life, undertaking multiple activities in life, when do we rest? When do we commit ourselves to rest? It is almost impossible. For most of us, rest is not even in our dictionary. We believe that to accomplish as much as possible, we need to be active as much as possible. But God simply says, rest. Admit, in the last few weeks, I have found myself in the category of people who work with little rest or without rest. I have experienced the tremendous effect this has. You see, God has established a universal law that says our bodies need proper rest and nourishment. It is a law. We cannot function well without rest. What happens when we disobey the law of rest? We disobey God. Therefore, it makes it difficult to also hear God. Have you ever wondered why you can't hear God? You keep asking God to speak, but you can't hear him. God says, be still, rest, because it is in his rest that you can hear him properly. We cannot follow God and hear him accurately if our bodies are exhausted and driven. This is not possible. Our lack of rest can make us confused. When we are driven the whole time, when we find no rest, we are confused. We no longer think properly. Or even we can no longer envision things. You know, God has created us to be able to envision. But if we are not resting, we cannot envision. We cannot dream because our body is constantly exhausted. Rest is a state where we are not doing anything tiring. Where we can relax, sleep, or think, reflect. It is while we are resting that God can reveal his plans for our lives, give us new dreams. But how do we get this rest? How? Is it even possible to rest amid the abundance of tasks we have to do? My answer is yes, even though it seems impossible to us. But it is possible with God. We can rest relying on God. God, as we have mentioned, has called us to rest, and in short, he has promised us his perfect rest. The reason why it is difficult for us to rest is that we rely on our strength, abilities, and human wisdom. We believe that we must give everything to succeed. Yes, this is partly true. We must give our best to succeed. But the truest thing is to surrender everything to God. This is the secret of rest. When we decide to surrender everything to God, when we surrender everything to God, it means that we trust God's word completely. And if we trust God's word completely, doesn't that mean we are obeying his word? That's why it is written, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your maid, nor the stranger within your gates. None of you shall do any work. Therefore, rest. This is God's will for our lives. His will is for us to rest. God does not prevent us from working hard, but he knows the importance of rest. For it is only when our bodies rest properly that we are more effective. That is the law. That is why God commands us to define our Sabbath day, which we should keep holy without working. A day to reconcile with ourselves, a day to listen to God, and a day to be quiet and relaxed. My question for you, do you have a special day when you would say, yes, I choose not to work today. Yes, I choose to listen to God today, to reflect about my life today, about what has not been working, about the areas in my life I need to surrender. Have you been having a special day? Maybe you should dedicate a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday. I mean, we have 7 days in the week. We should rest at least one day. I know the world out there is saying, work, work, work. But God is saying, rest, because I've given you rest. I encourage us to set aside a day to rest. I'd like to leave us with this verse from Genesis 2 verse 3. It says, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because he had rested in it from all his work. God also worked, which he had created and made. Think about this verse. Even the creator of heaven and earth rested, knowing that everything he's created was good and that he's worked enough to rest. The same is true for us. Let us create, but let us not forget to rest. This episode was brought to you by the Kingdom Living Podcast. We hope you've been blessed, and if you have any question, let us know, text us. If you feel this message can bless someone else, why not share it with them? Until next time, goodbye.